I'm Mike Davis with Lovecraft eZine, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop. And these dumb fuckers made me say that for their bumper thing, so there you go. I hope you choke on it.
Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Hey everybody, welcome to session number 4 of Fear Itself. We're coming off our epic planning podcast where we spent 3 hours debating back and forth as to whether or not we should destroy the monster and what would be the best method to do that. So tonight we're going to kick some monster ass. And I'll kick this over to Neil, and we'll jump right in.
All right. That also, I don't have these recordings, so were you guys still planning? You guys were planning, but like all together at the
we
end.
We drove off into the sunset with an iris down as the sunset started. Yeah.
You have to remind me. Oh God, planning session. When did you fall down on this whole? What time is it? Did you decide to go?
It's
nighttime, I think.
Well, you still have a meeting at like 8, right?
No, we were going to meet her at like 11. We had rigged the truck. We did the war paint and the sage and the whole 9 yards. So we were heading out at like dusk, I think.
You're going early to scout, right? And like set up.
Yeah, I don't remember now.
Yeah, see what all the fucking planning gets you?
Yeah. I don't know if we were leaving, like... Well, the plan was to go and fucking blow up the building, essentially, with the mortars. Randy and I were going to jump off the back of the truck and a couple of Molotovs through the back window. So I'm assuming we were leaving with enough time to get there around the meeting time, because we don't be there super early, because if she's like comes walking up the road like I'm the monster, I'm going through the front door, like we don't want to be there.
I think
we were just aiming to get there on time.
Okay,
we were just gonna fuck shit up.
Okay, good to know. All right, you guys are driving there, nothing crazy happens. You know the road, you've been there a couple times, it's whatever. 10:55, and you start pulling up to where the, former saloon-style watering hole was, which is now abandoned.
So before we get close enough, we stop the truck, and then Randy and I both jump out and, ride the bumper in the back. So we've got our shotguns out, we've got lighters in each pocket, we've got our little case of Molotovs between us and the whole 9 yards.
Okay.
So as he pulls up and starts to turn to the front, we hop off and run towards the back of the building. SEAL Team 6 shit.
Okay. By the way, I think it'd be really funny if I just let you guys like, oh, we threw Molotovs. Oh, okay, you win. How mad would you be if that's what I did?
Actually, I'd be very happy with that.
I was just like, oh, there you go. That was it. You win.
Yep. No, I'm okay with that. Because usually that's not how my role-playing ever goes.
You don't roll well, though, so that cuts the problem. Okay, so you get out and are on your way toward the back. Okay, let me look.
Oh, shit. And remember, the truck has, like, this cannon thing on it. So I'm parked close enough, like right in front of this thing, main entrance. They go around the side, and I'm ready to go to shoot this goddamn cannon at the fucking thing.
Of course, this thing has a fucking trait that I don't even know what it is.
Probably not helpful. I've got my GoPro on, and I think we had a GoPro strapped to the truck, like at the truck window, maybe it was.
At the bumper, maybe, or something like that. I don't remember. But we're set to record it, whatever the hell happens.
Okay, good to know. Alright, well, fuck it. I don't know what this thing does, but I'll just make something up for whatever that is. Oh, wait. New gumshoe rules. Alright, I don't know. I should review things beforehand, but I didn't realize she had a lot of points and a stat that doesn't exist for you guys. No, here we go.
Yeah, it should tell you in her description, right?
No, because it's a general for all creatures of unremitting horror. Gotcha. Okay, I got it. It's basically like magic. It's like ability to fuck with reality, basically.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Like, called aberrance. They basically have an ability to, like, do shit that is outside of this world's ability, right? But then again, like, you know, the sigil shit would have been aberrance, sort of, although it wasn't a direct test, so. Okay. What would you like to do? You guys jump out. I was trying to see. I don't think she has that, but I'm going to have you roll it anyway. Give me a stealth check.
Stealth check.
Is that an actual fucking thing in this game? Where's the character sheet?
No, I'm looking at...
I got a 4.
Just the two that jumped out, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see anything that's stealth per se. Scuffling, athletics...
Infiltration?
Oh, they do have infiltration. Fuck, I don't have that. Okay. I rolled a 3.
2.
Oh.
Okay.
We're so stealthy.
Well,
here we come, ka-clink, ka-clink.
Let's see what happens.
Well, Christ, though, come on, man. We just rolled up in a goddamn fucking big rig with... I mean...
Yeah, that's true. I should just yell, ka-ka! See what happens.
Actually, I'll give you that. The big rig probably does create some other noise as well. So...
I like how we're just setting ourselves up for failure. Everything is sold out. We don't give a shit. Bring it on.
Yeah, that's what's always going to happen. All right. Okay, you guys start sneaking around. Are you guys together? Are you, like, splitting up each side?
I think they're both going around the side, like, to either side.
No, because I want Randy to shoot me. We're both going the same way.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I shoot him, please?
No, I don't want you shooting me.
Okay, so you're going to stay together.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You guys, you see them disappear into the woods, start sneaking around, and you pull up in the truck. What would you like to do? You pull up front. It looks like it always looked.
Well, I'm going to I blast the brights, like, bam, directly into the thing to try and disorient if it's around. So all of a sudden, there's these giant truck full headlamps go on at the building.
Okay.
And I start blasting the horn.
Okay.
So much for stealth.
So when he blasts the horn, I look at Randy and I'm like, I thought we didn't have a signal. We don't have a signal. And I start getting in my pocket to grab the lighter. Like, come on, we gotta light these things.
I start doing that too.
Okay, we're gonna be in, like, active time. I think we're gonna roll and use, well, actually, I think you guys are always supposed to go first to keep it, like, action oriented. I believe it would help if I review anything before these games. But it's been so long, guys. It's your fault.
No!
What?
That's not my fault.
In a month and a half, boy, it's really hard to just go back and look at something.
Yes, it is, man. Does anyone know how initiative works?
Goddamn. I don't recall.
We're going to say you guys get initiative first. for the hell of it. So I'm not really sure otherwise how you... Oh, I decide who goes first.
Well, I like that even less.
I decide who goes first. In this case, since the horn was honked, and you guys were just kind of like, you guys, your actions are to start trying to get a lighter out and light Molotov cocktails. The horn is being laid on. The beams are... high beams go on. Give me... damn it, Brett, you don't have your character's name, so it's really hard for me to... What's your character's name?
Jack.
Jack. Give me a perception check.
So yeah, I roll?
Yeah.
Would that be a sense trouble?
Yeah, sense trouble.
I got a 4.
Okay. I honestly don't know how this is going to help you, but you do see... I don't know. You guys don't have, like, fucking walkie-talkies or anything. You see what looks to be the shadow of a, you know, what you think the creature looked like at the mill... or the factory you guys were in. From what you remember, there's a kind of gangly, you know, wild-haired thing. You see the shadow run past a window, and so it's probably in there. And the two other guys, Randy and Aaron, see a door... The door in the back fling open. Give me a sense. You guys, give me a sense trouble. One. Wait, you have flashlights? Did you guys have flashlights?
Yeah, I assume so. I mean, we packed bags.
Yeah. Yep.
Are they on?
Yeah, we definitely made sure those were with us. Yeah, we're not going to be able to see shit.
Well, I don't know, like... I don't think we would have went in with flashlights, right? Because then it would have seen us coming.
And you didn't say you turned them on. So I'm going to say give me sense trouble, but it's going to be at a -2 because it's fucking pitch black.
Well, remember, though, I also got the high beams on and shit, too. So I'm sure they can probably see some stuff, right?
It depends on how those windows line up, but...
Do those windows line up, then?
I'm gonna spend 2.
I'm gonna say you get a -1 on sense trouble because high beams do provide some light beyond just, you know, nothing in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
I'm gonna spend 1 2.
Fuck. Well, with +2, I got a 4, but -1, I'm at 3.
Now we throw. What do we roll for that? Is it a 6 or an 8?
6.
It's 6. Everything's a 6-sider.
Everything's a 6. Okay. Then I did it wrong. Okay. Ooh. 6.
Aaron doesn't. You don't see anything. You don't notice anything. You see the door open. You hear the door open. That's it. Randy, you see clearly, like, the creature. You can see kind of, you have a better angle, so you can see that it's definitely standing in the doorway and getting. You can tell it's getting ready. It like swung the door open and is getting ready to, as far as you can tell, like sprint out of there.
In the back, right? Where we are.
Where you are. And you have now. It's like your guys' initiative. So you guys, the three of you, can pick whoever does whatever in what order.
Okay. Since I see her right away, now, did you say that we had those lit? We had those cocktails lit?
You were getting stuff out to light them. I'll say you have the stuff out, but, you know, they're not flaming at this second. It wouldn't... Your action could be to light and throw. That's not unreasonable.
Well, can I spend a point of preparedness and roll for that to see how prepared I am to get going?
If you want to spend preparedness, you can just spend 1.
We said that's what we were doing already.
Yeah. I feel like you're ready to do it. I just mean, like, you're not standing there with a flaming bottle at the moment.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If you want to light it and throw it right now, that's only 1 action.
Okay. Like, well, then
an action. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'll light it and throw it, and I'll kind of keep my... Well, I can't really do that. I'll kind of shade my body from Aaron's, and I'll be like, she's right there, and I'll try to light it and throw it right in at her.
Okay. Ooh. Jesus, what is throwing in this?
Athletics?
I guess.
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
If you're not shooting, yeah, you're going to have to do an athletics check. But in this case, we're going to do contested against her fleeing to see if she dodges. Well, okay. She doesn't have fleeing. She's a monster, so let's go with athletics. So it's, are you throwing hard enough and fast enough before she can react?
Yeah, okay. But then do I get any kind of bonus because I actually saw where she's at? Or does it not matter?
It's a doorway, so no.
No. Okay. All right.
So are they throwing things into the doorway now?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. He's going to try.
Because I know she's trying to flee outside, and I'm just trying to chuck it at her before she even gets out.
That's the other question. Are you trying to throw it, like, at her, in the doorway at her, or are you trying to throw... like, in front of the doorway.
Well, how close are we to the door? That's what I'd like to know first.
The plan was we kind of wanted a container in there by lighting the thing on fire, I thought, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how close do we want to be?
Yeah. Well, if that's the thing, then maybe instead of trying to just...
I'm fine with you being as close as you need to be to do what you're doing. Yeah. You're not at the door. Like, you're not standing in front of the door. Like, you just throw it down at the ground.
Yeah.
I would say you're at least, like, 20, 30 feet away, but, like, what it depends on what you want to do.
Because remember, you guys...
Well, I'm going to say... I'm just going to try to throw it...
In front of...
In front of the door.
You can throw it into the doorway. That's not...
Yeah, I know, but there's a slim chance I'm going to make that, especially if she's a bird lady. She probably is very quick. So, yeah, so probably just below... Just on the ground, just below the door... where it's by her feet or whatever. So then if she tries to flee, if she's not in a full flying, if she actually can fly, then, you know, hopefully it'll scare the shit out of her.
Okay.
I am doing the same. When he says that she's out, I light and, you know, try to throw it, you know, maybe 5 feet in front of the door so it whooshes and maybe sends her back in.
Okay.
And I rolled a 3 for my athletics.
It's not contested then. Like, you're not throwing it at her or at her feet, so it's not contested. This is just an athletics check.
Okay, I am going to spend 2. Fuck, another 3! I rolled 3 threes!
Yeah, but you spent
me. 2, right? But yeah, I rolled a 1!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Damn it.
That was like me last time.
Woo. Okay.
Terrible.
What did you do, Randy?
I did a 3 also. Not spending.
What?
Yeah. I don't have any athletics, so I can't spend anything.
These two fucking nerds. Like, oh, get her! And you chuck the bottles, and you spent points. Aaron, like, he throws it, like, really hard, and it goes, like, way past the doorway. It shatters, and it burns, but it's not, like, close enough to catch the place on fire at all. Whereas Randy just throws his, and it just, like, tonks into the dirt, like, you know, like, you throw it a good 15 feet, it rolls another 5.
I look at Aaron and I go, I told you this was a dumb idea.
And it didn't even shatter. It's just like laying there, hanging out. But there's a little more light. And you can definitely see the creature in the doorway. And now that you've done that, she definitely looks at you and hisses and screams, give me... ability check.
I don't even know what to do.
Now, remember, guys, you got to get out of there at some point so we can launch.
Well, I was assuming she was in the building.
Yeah, we're still pretty far away too. But then again, who knows?
I rolled a five.
Looks like, yep, John did good. All right, I'm gonna spend two because I don't feel good about it. So, yep, good. Three. Awesome.
Wow, you got a three?
With my two spent points.
Oh, God, you guys are not
doing it. I blame John, damn you.
Yeah, you're going to lose an extra... Like, on top of the two you spent, you're going to lose another six.
Oh, fuck!
Because this thing is definitely going to... Like, it's like... Uh-oh. I think I'm going to get attacked by this horrible creature.
I just so we yell them and it looks and it hisses at us like, "Oh, Randy, I think she's pissed."
Yeah. I'm out of stability, so I'm just like, I'm like just staring at it like I got my frozen. I'm like
patting him on the arm and I'm kind of like pulling him with my left hand like, come on.
He could punch me right in the face right now and I would not even it wouldn't even bother me. I'd just be like,
So you're at zero?
I'm at zero.
Okay, I don't think anything happens until you get into negatives, but just so I know.
Well, no, I am in negatives then, because I spent two and you said I have another six. I'm at negative two.
Wow, okay, good. Then that might mean you get something.
Yeah, great.
Mental illness. You get... okay, stability tests. Losing it. If you are 0 to negative 5, you are shaken. You can still do your job, but you seem distracted. You can't spend points from pools of your investigative abilities. Probably not going to matter much in this case. Difficulty for all general abilities increase by 1.
Sweet.
You.
Awesome.
Now you are visibly shaken. Nice. Jack's the only one that can do anything right now. What would you like to do?
Oh, Christ. Because they're still by the building, right?
You don't know that. You actually don't know. You can't see them, and you don't have any way to talk to each other, I didn't think.
Okay.
No.
So they can't even run or anything like that at this point?
Nope.
Well, they did their thing.
Yeah, we use up our actions, essentially.
All right.
I'm not going anywhere right now.
I mean, all you know is... You were honking the horn. I don't know how long you were doing that. You flashed. The lights are on. You heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yelling.
I have my gun. Because I have that sawed-off shotgun always with me. So, realistically, I'm not. You know, I didn't see any kind of big thing go up in flames back there. So, like, I know something didn't go right at this point. Because there's nothing fucking happening as far as the flames are concerned too much. So I know I can't just launch the thing because there's still probably... I don't see them running back to the truck at this point. So
yeah, all you know is you heard some yelling. There was a screech.
Yep.
You know the thing theoretically is in the building. You saw it.
Well, but
there certainly aren't flames exploding inside here. So that is what...
So I don't see them. I'm not seeing them coming back. I'm not seeing the flames. I don't see them running. I know I can't launch. So the only thing I can do is I'm grabbing my gun, and I'm the plan's a little bit out the window. Hopefully we can regain access to the truck. But I got to get out of the truck, and I'm running at it with the shotgun at this point. I'm running into the fray with my shotgun.
Are you running through the building, around the building?
I'm running towards whatever is going to be the best beeline for me to get to the actual creature.
That would be the front door.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm running straight up to the thing.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm doing.
You'd be pretty far away, so I don't think you'd be able to take another action. You can get to the front door, you can open the door, but I'd say that's the most you're going to be able to do this turn. Are you going to open the door?
Yeah, I'll open the door.
Alright, you swing the door open.
No, what I'm going to do is if I get there...
I'd go like big to, or go home, open the door.
I'd like to yell to these guys, but I also don't want to alert the creature that I'm there. So I guess I'll just open the door. I'll just like kick it down or something.
Are you going to kick it down or are you going to open it? That's two different things. Like, opening a door is different than kicking a door open. So which one do you want?
I guess I'm going to open it so that I try not to alert it as much as possible that I'm there.
You open it and swing it open a little bit slowly. And you see, because the headlights of the truck are going through the windows, you definitely see the silhouette of the creature. It's at the back door, and you catch that it was, like, screeching and looking to its right, which is the direction that your two colleagues would have been coming from. You see some light, you know, flickering on the left-hand side of the building, but not much. All right, so it's turn. What will she do?
Are you sure it's your turn?
Didn't you guys do things and then did things?
Spend a preparedness to do more things?
No, that's not how this works. Let's see. What does she have? Wait, why does she have that? That doesn't make any sense. She's going to run up to... Well, let's play odds and evens.
Not me, not me, not me, not me, not me.
Say, Randy is odds, and Aaron is evens. Odds.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, she is going to run up, and she screams, runs toward you, and takes just a clean swipe at your chest. So this is going to be a scuffling test.
Great.
And it's going to be scuffling versus scuffling. The aggressor is the first character to move against the other. I do not think there is a... I thought it was like a contest where like whoever loses does like is the one that gets hit, but I believe it's each of you get to do damage if you hit. So
okay.
It's going to be a scuffling test. You can spend as many points as you want. She will go first, I suppose. Let's see what she has. And you have no athletics, correct?
I don't.
And your hit threshold will be a 3, then. I don't have a clarification on the rule of whether when you're shaken, that means... Because you're having a -1 to all...
Yeah, because that's a general ability, so it doesn't say anything about general abilities. But you're the GM, so...
Well, your general abilities are a -1. I just don't know if shaken gives you, makes you a 2 or a 3 to hit. I'm going to say it's still a 3.
Okay. All right, so I get a -1 on my roll. I just have to roll above a 3.
No, you have to roll... So your for her to hit you, she has to roll a 3.
Oh, gotcha.
For you to hit her, you have to roll a 4, but you're at -1 for general abilities, which is what scuffling is.
Okay.
So, she is going to scuffle you. She's going to spend... We're at a 3.
Does she even need to?
She's going to spend 1 just in case. Yeah, she hits. 4. Luckily, you take 4 damage as she gets a clean... clawed rake straight across her chest.
Awesome.
But now you can scuffle if you'd like.
Well yeah, I gotta do something, don't I?
Well, you can just die.
You can curl up in a ball and cry.
I'm probably gonna be dead. You know what? I'm just gonna say
I guess theoretically you could flee, but that's up to you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to, because I'm in such a panic state right now that I don't want to deal with it. So as she's screaming and coming to attack me, I'm screaming at the same time, trying to match her level, or not trying, but for some reason matching her level of intensity with screaming. So she's like, ah! And I'm like, ah! And so I'm going to try to flee.
Okay.
And so I'm going to use 2 points of that. 8. Well, actually, with the -1, that would be 7.
Okay. Normally, a fleeing check... Normally, you would roll scuffling. I'm going to say in this case, you don't have to fight her back. You okay. Running after she attacked, she does not get to chase you.
Yay. You just run. Yeah. not that I would. I would just, I'm just like, I don't care what's behind me. I don't care if death itself is flying and almost going to grab my head. I'm running as fast as I fucking can to get to that, to get to the truck.
So when you do that, you scream like a girl, start sprinting away as fast as possible. You see Aaron, you see just slowly the thing turns its head toward you and just grins a little bit.
And I wouldn't notice that.
Fuck! Ready!
So definitely, and now it's your guys' turn, so there you go.
Are you going to continue to run, I'm assuming?
Goddamn right. I'm not. The plan is done for me. I'm shrinking back into the truck.
There are no rolls because you're not contested. You're just running like a girl. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like a bitch. Because it doesn't have to be a girl. Yeah. It could be a guy. It could be anybody.
Yeah, exactly. I'm making an ass of myself. It doesn't matter how I run. I'm running worse than anything ever.
So it's more or less standing right next to me, right?
It's close, yeah. I mean, it's not within arm's reach, but it would if it moves.
Because I was standing right next to Randy because I was trying to, like, pull him back when the thing screeched at us the first time.
Yeah, it's right by you.
Shit. So, I want to take a couple of tentative steps back.
Okay.
And swing the shotgun around since it's on the strap, since I had, shit in my hands.
Okay, yep.
And just fucking blast it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'm spending both of my points, because that's it.
Right, you're not the combat one anymore.
Oh, fuck, it's an 8! I should have saved them.
Wow. All right, well, with a shotgun, you're going to get to roll a d6 damage plus... Oh, what's a shotgun? +1? Actually, wait a minute. You're definitely point blank. So when fired at point blank, you get a +2 in addition. So you're going to get a +3 to your 6.
Yeah.
Nice. So I rolled a 4, so that's 7 points.
Damn. All right. you blast, and you hear a visceral just as the fucking, pellets sink in. And she roars like a fucking banshee. Still standing, but roars like a banshee.
I would stumble away a little bit farther if I could. Or even if it's just for flavor. Like, I'd take a tentative step or two, blast it, and then just kind of like,
Yeah, you can take a couple steps, but yeah. Like, you definitely hit her hard. But she didn't go down. You weren't sure if that's what would have happened or not. You would have hoped, but it's not what happened. Although, to be fair, I guess in this game, someone could shoot you with a shotgun and you wouldn't go down instantly, which is... Jack has a turn, though.
Okay, well, I can clearly discern what's going on back there because I saw Randy running like a bitch back to the truck and I heard the shotgun blast. So...
Well, you were at the front door, so you heard Randy scream. Then you heard Aaron yell something like, "Oh, fuck, what are you doing?" or "Where are you going?" or something. And you saw the thing run. Then you heard a shotgun blast. You did not see all of that. There's no window to see that through. You're still at the front of the building, actually.
I didn't see Randy running towards the truck yet.
No, you wouldn't have been able to see that.
No.
Because he's coming from around the back corner, but across the side.
Yeah, like you, I mean, give me, I mean, if you want to do a sense trouble check, but it's a negative because, like,
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, at this point, since I'm close enough for them to hear me, and I heard the shotgun go off, I'm going to yell, get back to the truck, and then I'm going to run back to the truck because I want to see if I can, if we can get back in and take the thing out with our original plan since now it's riled up. Because I don't think if I try and jump in and do anything, I'm going to be in time.
Okay. You yell, get back to the truck. Are you running back to the truck?
Yes, I'm going to go back to the truck.
All right, you start running toward the truck. As you approach the truck, you hear a... I mean, as you're getting a little closer to the truck, you hear a screaming Randy while like, bolting from the side of the building, running straight for the truck.
Okay.
Can I still
do something, or is that my turn?
That would be your turn.
Okay.
I mean, you get to the truck, but you're not going to be able to, like, do any... I mean, you could... No, you're going to get to the truck. That's about it.
Okay.
You could maybe open the door of the truck, but you can't, like, jump in or anything. So, the shotgun made an impression. It definitely shrieks at you and decides it kind of jumps toward you, and it's going to try to bite you.
Oh, shit.
So that's going to be just a regular scuffling, though. Do you have athletics?
I do. It's actually an 8.
Oh, then you're a 4 to hit. So this is going to be scuffling. And she's going to spend... Wow, you have a 4. She's going to spend... 3.
Fuck.
She's fucking pissed at you. Like, I mean, you did shoot her with a fucking shotgun and get like just straight in the gut. So that's a 6. That's gonna hit. And she's gonna bite. Luckily, no bonus on that. But okay, never mind. Blame Tondi. That's a 6.
Just shit.
She lunges. And just, like, fucking right on your trap. Just, like, fucking bites hard. She doesn't take a chunk out, but God, it feels like it.
Like, I just start screaming.
And that's her turn. That's not her turn. You can scuffle back.
Yeah, I try to, like, club her with the butt of the gun then.
Okay.
I will spend 2.
She's a regular 4 to hit.
I got a 6 with the spend.
All right. I would say a shotgun butt would probably count as a heavy club. So I'm going to say no penalty negative. Some shitty weapons have a negative. So it's straight up 1d6 damage.
All right. Fucking 1. That makes sense, though.
She's biting, and you can't really get a good angle, so you just kind of, like, basically are, like, you know, hockey checking to get her off you, and she stumbles back just enough to not be, you know, still biting.
Gotcha. So I took 6 points. Let me mark that down.
Now it's your guys' turn again. Wow. This plan was really well thought out, actually, but executed poorly.
Yeah, we were talking about beforehand. Brett thought it was going to be really good plan. We're really going to kick some ass, and I knew we were going to fail.
I mean, at the same time, you really gave up on this real fast. You're just like, fuck it, run. So,
dude, I'm an overweight nerd that lives with my mom. I'm not going to go up to a disgusting bird lady and win.
Well, you had a shotgun. They're bad. I know.
That's why we gotta get back to the truck here, guys.
Yeah. I hear Jack go, get back to the truck, and I'm already in there going, I'm here.
So your turn. So you're at the edge of, you're near the truck. Are you gonna jump in the truck?
Oh, you damn right I'm gonna jump in the truck.
You jump in the truck, and you're squealing, I'm here. Also, where's your helmet? The other two of you can decide what you want to do.
I don't want to... Fuck, I don't know what I would do.
It's a tough call.
Well, because I don't want it to get away, because I don't want to chase it through the woods. I also don't want to get bit again. I think I would still kind of...
Choices.
I'd work my way towards the front as far as I can and blast it again.
Okay.
Like, I'm not giving up yet. Like, I, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously hurt it a little bit.
You're basically at the corner of the building. You can get to the corner of the building pretty easy.
So corner front, so they could kind of see me then?
No, corner back.
Corner back still.
If you went to corner front, you cannot shoot her. She's too, like, she's not, there's no angle to get her. You could maybe get halfway back the front. Like, you could get halfway back toward the front, but she's basically, like, if the building is like that, right, and this is the back, she kind of moved. You were kind of like back this way, so you don't. You'd have to have an angle, you know. Kind of. You'd have to be at some angle. You can't be like totally at the front, or you'd have to be pretty wide out at that point.
I just wasn't sure how far around we had made it at that point.
You're like here. You probably stepped back a little bit here, so there's like a corner, and you know, you could probably get like to there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. I'll range as far as I can and still have a shot, trying to like draw her to the front, because I want to bring her up, and hopefully maybe they can, if they don't shoot her with the truck, they can at least shoot her with the guns then.
Yeah.
Be right.
Yeah, you can still see. Yeah, there's enough light to see her. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
I was going to say there's only negatives, but I think you're fine. I mean, she's standing right there. So.
Roll the six.
Damn. All right, well, you're no longer at point blank, so it's just a plus one to the damage.
All right. Six with the plus one.
Wow. All right.
I should have shot her and then ran, I guess.
That would have been a good call. Let's see. What I don't know... I don't want to get too much stuff, but yeah, definitely. I don't know what happens when they go into negative. If it's the same as you guys.
Oh shit! I just start yelling as I'm ranging. I'm like, guys, I need some help! I need some help! Where'd Randy go?
Oh, all right. Well,
that doesn't sound good.
When a combatant's health pool drops to zero or less, the combatant collapses from exhaustion. But that's for you guys. I think she drops. Oh, she might drop. Because I'm not sure. Oh, no. No, she's still up. I think they have the same rules. But you fucking... You put that fucking butt to your shoulder, and you get her right in the chest. And clearly she stumbles back. And there's like, I mean, shit's like fucked. Like, she's fucked up. Like, not like screaming even. It's like visibly stunned. Like, doesn't, maybe has not been in this position before. Like, flesh torn away. Almost knocked to the ground.
All right.
And then you yell, guys, I need some help.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Jack's the only one with an action, and he's by the truck. He can hear that. He hears a fucking shotgun boom. And then he hears Aaron yell, guys, I could use some help.
Well, I'm going to have to run over there then to him.
I'm going to say if you do an athletics check, you will be able to make it. You can run definitely enough to see him. Like, you can run to the back corner of the the front corner of the building, mm-hmm, where you can see him. If you wanted to make it to see where the creature is, you need an athletics check in order to sprint fast enough to cover that distance.
Okay, so how do I do that? Just roll it?
You can spend points from your pool if you want.
You can spend points from your pool.
Okay, let me see what my pool is. I have no freaking clue what my pool is at this point. That's a problem.
Yeah, your target to hit number is always going to be a 4. I mean, some monsters will have different.
Yeah, unless there's something.
You'll have to hit. Yeah.
Yeah, unless there's something really extraordinary. Like maybe if you were like, I'm going to sprint, you know, the entire football field in 3 seconds or something, like you'd have to get like a 7 or like some Superman-esque type bullshit, but a 4 will get you there.
Okay, let me do that then. So I guess I spend, how much should I spend then, do you think, to get there?
How big is your pool?
That's my problem. It says I got a hit threshold of 4.
What's your athletics pool? Does it have an athletics number?
Under general, across from athletics, there should be a number there.
Oh, it says 8.
Then you have 8 to spend, so you...
Oh, I get you, okay.
So yeah, if you spend 3, you can't fail.
Yes.
All right, I'll spend 3.
All right, you make it. you can roll it if you want, but even if you get like a 6, it's not going to help. I mean, you run, you like, hear that, you know, shot, you know, sawed off in hand, sprint as fast as you can and catch up right beside Aaron.
Okay.
You see that the thing is there.
Can I do anything else, or is that it?
Because
I'd like to just unload into it.
Oof. That's kind of 2 actions. So I'm going to say you can't. You could talk to Aaron quickly, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to shoot. That'd kind of be 2 actions in that case.
Then I'm going
to do it, but I'd let you do it maybe at a super, super severe penalty. You know.
Because he's still got his gun and I got my gun there now. And the thing's pretty fucked up. So I'm going to tell him to, I'm going to yell because I can see that he's injured. And I'm going to yell at him to get back to the truck to just, you know, to run.
And I kind of throw over my shoulder. I'm like, she's really fucked up. I shot her. I shot her good.
All right. So in light of the current odds, she fucking just cheeses it. So, it's going to be an athletics test, because she fucking just starts sprinting toward that path in the woods that you saw her come down on the camera. So.
Is it fleeing versus fleeing or athletics versus fleeing?
It's athletics versus athletics. She does not have fleeing, so she's going to have to use athletics. I don't think any monsters have fleeing. That's like a player thing, so you can buy it cheaper.
Sure.
She just has athletics.
If she's that fucked up, she can't go. She shouldn't be able to go that fast, should she?
Well, she's at a -1. I mean, what you guys are at if you're injured at a -. But she has a pool, so she is going to spend some from said pool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, how much will she spend? Well, it's the first person to fail. And the threshold is going to be a 4.
So, isn't like greater success like say neither one of us spent anything. She rolled a 6, I rolled a 4. Doesn't she begin to pull away? I forget.
I don't think technically, because it says under contests, physical matchups, blah blah blah. The first character to act makes a test of the ability in question. If he fails, he loses the contest. If he succeeds, the second character makes a test. This continues until one character loses, at which point the other one wins.
Okay.
And you're looking to beat a 4. So in this case, she's kind of against both of you. Right? So if one of you fails, you're out of the contest. But the other can keep going if they've succeeded. So, she's at a -1. She is going to spend 3 points.
You shouldn't have said.
I know I shouldn't have. I won't say again.
I already have a number that I'm spending, so.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
Sure. Okay. You guys roll. Well, unless you're not going to chase her.
I'm spending three. As I'm running, I pull the flashlight out. So I have the shotgun in one hand, and I'm trying to figure out like how to balance the shotgun in my shoulder and like have the flashlight so I don't lose her.
Okay. You keep up. What is Jack doing?
Well, I rolled a 5 before.
Okay. You've kept up so far.
I'm like, we can't let her get away. We got to get her.
Oh, yeah. I got my flashlight and my gun. So, yeah, are we just chase her now, or can we do something? Like, do we catch up to her?
No, you can't do anything. It's until she loses the contest or both of you lose.
Okay. Basically. So what's? Oh, so now you get to go again?
Yeah, it goes until someone loses.
Okay.
Okay, you guys go.
So I assume she made it.
She's running very quickly and very agilely through the forest, almost as if she doesn't need to see.
I'm gonna spend 2. Ah, fuck! I should have saved them. That's an 8.
Okay. Yeah, you're keeping up.
I rolled a. Can I spend?
Not after you roll.
Okay. Then I just rolled a 4.
Oh yeah, you keep up. So that's fine. Oh man. Okay. You guys are pretty deep in the woods. Like, you guys have gone pretty far. You're sprinting like, you know, 10, 20 yards each time. Like, just fucking through brush and woods and fucking craziness.
Randy's probably shitting his pants now because he doesn't know where we are.
Yeah, Randy's just sitting there like he doesn't have any goddamn clue what's happening. Okay, so... Da-da-da-da. Oh, God. That's... All right, let's see what happens. Okay. She gets a burst of energy, and she fucking keeps going.
God damn you, Tondi.
It's all Tondi's fault. It's his roller, man. His roller.
I spend another one. I got a 5.
Oh, my God, you are keeping up somehow. You don't know what's happening, but, like, suddenly you're just, like, on point. That fucking flashlight, and you're, like, just fucking Terminator-ing it.
I'm just catching the back end of her, so she goes around a little bit, and I kind of cut the corner, and, like, I can still sort of see the back of her.
Yeah, I mean, you're dodging through trees. She's trying to lose you. Like, this is, like, epic, like, just fucking, like, tense. Don't lose her! Don't lose her! Jack,
what am I spending from? Which pool still? The athletics?
Athletics. Okay.
So I'm going to spend 2 from my athletics.
That means you have to roll a 2 or better, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to hit a 4.
I got a 5.
Okay. Jack is keeping up. You guys are hot on the trail. All right. Oof. Let's see what happens now. So running. At this point, you are fucking in the woods. And you start seeing the trees start clearing a little bit. There's some rocks. And it looks like it's, like you're coming up towards some, like a little rocky outcropping, like some bouldering rocks, like the big boulders. Probably, you know, and what you can kind of notice, you know, she's running toward some of the, like, rocky outcrops when you hear, like, just, like, a cracking sound and a thud as she falls and just face plants into the ground, like, onto the ground. Just fucking done. Like, thump, completely prone.
I fucking yell at Jack, we got her, we got her, she's down, flank her, we gotta flank her.
So that was her action, actually. That was her challenge, so your guys' turn now. So you were, you know, 30 feet away when she just fucking tripped and face planted.
Can Can we move up closer to shoot, or is that considered two actions?
Nah, you can move closer. If you used athletics, you could probably get point blank.
I'll give that a shot.
Okay.
I rolled a 2. I didn't get any closer. I'm winded.
Yeah, you really think about it. You think, like, I'm a fucking get up on this bitch. But, like, you try to move, and you're like, oh, my hammy! My hammy!
So can I just blast her from where we are, then?
Yeah.
Or attempt to?
Yeah. I'll go for that.
5.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to hit her prone. What's the damage?
Only 2. Oh, plus one. So 3.
Okay. You blast. You don't think it hit her full dead on. The other two shots were like fucking dead on. This one, you know, there's a little cover. It's a little further away. There's a little more spread on the pellets.
I just start yelling, shoot her, shoot her, shoot her.
Jack, what would you like to do?
I'm going to do the same. First, I can't help but take the opportunity to say, hasta la vista, baby. But I just can't help it. Even though we're scared and shit, like, it's just one of those once-in-a-lifetime, things.
Yep.
So I am going to attempt to shoot because, like you said, well, I don't know, though. You said I could run. If I do an athletic spend, I could try and get closer and then shoot.
You could do point blank, yeah.
Let me try and do that because I have 3.
I will say, since you specified sawed off, being point blank would be better for you because I'm going to give you a -1 if you're at distance with a sawed off.
So let me do that. So I have 3 points left, so let me just spend them.
Yeah, all right. You're fucking... You're like, shit, this is nothing. I fucking run this any day of the week. I'm a hard ass. You just fucking sprint. You sprint up as she trips point blank. You're literally point blank.
So I'm putting the thing... I put the thing right up to the thing's neck.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not... You really don't even need... You can roll damage, though. You will roll damage, which is damage plus 3 in this case.
So I'm rolling?
Yep.
4.
With the plus 3?
Yeah. Well, no, 4 is what I just rolled, so what I would add to that.
Plus 3? Yeah. Her head comes off. Like, you put it on her neck and just pull both barrels...
Fuck yeah.
Just a fucking... Just... fucking splat.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.